You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, it is a seafare weekend. A lot of people will be out on the boats. So speaking of boats, a little while back, the captain of a sport fishing boat in San Diego, he crashed his boat into the USS Midway. The Midway, you probably know, is now a museum. It sustained about $100,000 in damage. Meanwhile, the guy that crashed into it, he tried to flee the scene, but he was later arrested. Now, across the pond in England, a woman stole a double-decker ferry and crashed it into a bunch of other boats. Now, she was not a captain, but that did not stop her from yelling, quote, "I'm Jack Sparrow," who, on a side note, was in fact a captain. Now, it took cops about an hour, but they eventually got her off the ferry, placed her under arrest. And speaking of stealing stuff, a man in the Buffalo Niagara International Airport, he stole a motorized cart, the ones that they drive inside of the airport when they're, like, transporting older people and stuff like that. Yeah, he drove it onto one of those moving walkways, did a bunch of damage, and then was finally arrested. And over in Turkey, a man spent hours with the search team as they combed a local forest looking for a missing person. The search was called off when he realized that he was the person that they were looking for. Now, what do all these people have in common? They were all drunk. That's right. They'd all imbibed in a little alcohol and made decisions that, well, they probably wouldn't have made if they were sober. And look, booze, it's a wonderful little neurotoxin, but it rarely, if ever, improves someone's decision making. And we all know this from picking fights, whether that be with your spouse or with the big 300-pound guy who's made of muscles. I don't know, sending ill-advised text, whether it's just, "Hey, you up," or an actual picture of your genitalia. Sometimes you end up confessing secrets to someone and you don't realize you've done it until the next morning when they say, "Do you remember what you told me last night?" And look, anyone that's ever gotten drunk, you've been there. Alcohol, it can be fun that night, but a lot of times it leads to a nightmare and we kind of regret the decisions that we made. But today, we're not going to put the blame on ourselves. Oh no, that would be way too adult of us. Today, we're going to blame the alcohol. And we want you to share the story of the time that, you know, alcohol made you do it. So today's question is, what did alcohol make someone do?
To be a part of the big show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to themensroom@KISW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
All the tools, away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,365. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat once again coming up at 4:35. The exciting return of Ted versus the FCC. Round two of Zach's submission. Today on Ted versus the FCC. It is involving the Count, who loves to cut buns. And as we were talking in the office earlier, I believe it was the lovely Taryn Daly.
Yes.
Who said, why is it that Ted always screams the C word?
Yeah. Like anyone that you screw up, you just say it. Somehow if it's the C word, I mean, you scream it from the mountaintop.
She's used to me just screaming it at her.
Maybe that's what she meant.
Okay, yeah. She's like, when he says it, he says it so loud.
Because he doesn't like you, Taryn.
Get the message.
I don't know what's going on there.
I don't know, but it always does come out as a scream.
It's kind of funny. I was talking to these people at a bar this past Tuesday, and they invited me to something the following Tuesday. So before I left, I ran over to the table just to say, hey, man, see you guys later. And the guy, he didn't mean it, but he looks up at me and he says, all right, man, see you next Tuesday. I said, hey, first of all, that's very insulting. And he's like, you're right, my bad. Perhaps I will see you next week.
Another time.
So there you go. Yeah,
another time. So, Ted versus the FCC coming up at 4:35. It is the weekend. It's a Seafair weekend. We're going to drink and toast.
Seafair, Ted.
With a shot of the day, and it's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday. It's Bad Choice Friday. You know it's Bad Choice Friday. Hey, man, this is your fault.
Come on. And being that it is a Seafair weekend, we head to the friendly waters of Lake Washington for a little looking glass.
The sailor said, Brandon, you're a finder.
What is he singing about here? What is
he's singing about brandy. The drink.
In the water? I mean, like...
He's sailing the seven seas with a chick named Brandy.
Oh, I see. All right. All right. He's I'm like glad Castle listened to us, man. He wanted us to do something entirely different. We're like, dude, it's Seafair weekend.
Come on.
We should at least address that. Because he's like, nah, man, just do your pick-ems. And we're like, dude, that's a punt, right? We're just throwing it away. Let's do something to celebrate Seafair. So credit to Castle for at least listening to us.
Yeah.
And
it should not be such an argument.
Everybody loves a song about a bartender.
Yeah.
There'll be a few out there on the boats, I'm imagining.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Looking Glass and Brandy taking on Styx on a Bad Choice Friday.
Come sail away. Come sail away. Come sail away with me.
Good
Tommy John.
Genesio. Sticks.
I would go see Sticks if they didn't.
Coming
have
to
Dennis
the Quinault Casino. Sticks.
I love Sea Bear.
Night it Ranger.
Doesn't scream sailboats.
No.
Yachts. Wakeboard boats.
It's about cocaine this weekend. Yeah. All right, let's not get that twisted.
I've been on the log boom.
Yeah. Yeah. I recommended the Miami Vice theme.
Ooh.
Just because when you hear, I don't know about you, the only thing I picture, actually, sadly, Don Johnson's hair blowing as he's in the front of a boat. Because it's always him.
I feel like it's a block party weekend. Turn this up.
God, this
it's a block party weekend. All weekend, four in a row. For bands like Sticks.
Bands like
Foreigner. REO Speedwagon.
If they put like in
Bad
front of it,
Company.
They don't like it.
And Skittered. Block Party Weekend. All weekend long. Unnecessary musical interlude.
Your chance to win tickets to see
Sticks.
Anytime you hear Sticks, just call 206-803-ROCK.
Or do yourself a favor and don't.
One lucky winner will get to meet Tommy Shaw.
Oh my God.
Backstage at Koala. Jesus.
At Quinault Casino.
Come see Spears.
I'm not going to play the whole thing at this point.
Bad Choice Friday. Vote now. Will it be Sticks and Come Sail Away or Looking Glass? And Brandy, vote now.
Sticks.
If you follow us on X at Men's Room Live.
Yeah. Damn Yankees. Sticks. Quinault Casino.
All right.
Be there.
Yeah.
Tuesday night.
What? Tuesday
no
night?
Matter how I talk, I can't it's make this sound
it's
cool.
On Tuesday night.
It's a matinee.
Tuesday night matinee. All right.
Right.
Tuesday, 3 p.m. sharp.
I can take a nap when it's done.
Take off of work.
Good times.
Okay, let's see here. Our question on the So-So Positive Friday. We're going to talk about alcohol. Positive. And obviously, we know it wasn't you. You would never do these things.
Of course
your
not.
Friends would never do these
no.
things.
No.
The alcohol made them do that.
That is correct.
And it really
that
did.
That is correct.
It actually really did in this instance.
And I found that, like, my friend Roger and Manny's, they don't make me do stupid things. They'll say, hey, you're feeling kind of full. Why don't you go home, go to bed? When I hang up with my buddy Jack Daniels, oh, man, he gets me in all kinds of trouble. But even worse, and I try to avoid his cousin Jim Beam, because for whatever reason, when me and Jim Beam hang out, it's even worse than me and Jack Daniels.
Really?
Yeah, because Jim Beam, he might be a hypnotist, because not only do we get into trouble, but for whatever reason, I remember nothing.
Yes.
Nothing at all.
Jim Beam's the kind of guy that take down a few drinks of that, Beam and ginger. It's what I used to, I like that.
Yeah.
Now before, about that fourth one in your big tumbler, it's like, what's that, Jim? Yeah, we should start this fight. That guy's out of line.
Now, see, I feel that with Jim Beam. My buddy Jack says, look, you don't like the guy. Maybe say a few choice words. But in the end, do you feel like getting up? And I say, Jack, I don't. He says, well, let's grab another one. I go, cool. Now, their buddy Jameson, oh, man, all bets are off. I don't know what's going to happen. Probably not going to get in a fight, but my wife's not going to be happy with me. No, that's all I've discovered no. with me
see,
and Jameson.
For me, it's out. Tequila.
Oh,
I don't
Don?
Know why.
Yeah.
Even if it's good high-end tequila, and I know it's in my head. But, like, anytime I've dated a girl, like, do you want to drink tequila tonight? I'll be like, sure. We're not going to have intimacy.
Oh, so it just affects you that way.
Yeah.
And so it's not like you become a mean person? Or
no, it's just I know it's mental, but I can't get past it.
Really?
Which is fine.
So what is your safe haven? What you've mentally talked yourself into is going to be go juice every time.
Well, it's probably the Irish Catholic talking, but I love J-Mo.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
James, Jack won't let me. Jack is also my Viagra. He's like, oh, no, dude, I'll be there for you. Tequila. And I have proof that it keeps me where I need to be based on my two children.
Yeah.
But yeah, Jameson is like, you're not doing anything tonight. No matter how much you want to.
But it kind of creeps up on you. And sometimes with Jameson, sometimes you get a bottle that's just hot as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's never consistent. Sometimes it's like nice and smooth, like a patties. Other times you're like, God.
So it's not just me, then.
Jesus.
All right.
Yeah, like, what did they do to this one?
Well, all don't right. forget about my old friend Rumpelmintz.
You like Rumpelmintz?
When's the last time you hung out with him?
Probably last Friday.
Oh, really? Damn.
I ordered a White Claw and a Rumpelmintz, and the guy at the bar just goes, that is the strangest order I have ever
yeah.
heard.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So we're going to talk
and
about
I'm a bartender.
What the alcohol made someone do today. We start with a story out of San Diego, California. The captain of the sport fishing boat in San Diego may have been drunk when he crashed into the USS Midway,
whoa.
Which is unbelievable.
I was going to say, that's hard to see. It's huge.
Right.
It's right there on the waterfront. I mean, every time I go to San Diego, that's the one thing I do.
How many times have you been there? Like four times?
I've been on that ship six times.
Six?
Yes.
Jesus. Does anything change?
Look, I met my uncle down there, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, we are going to the Midway. You never been on this thing? But I mean, I've been on it like three times before that.
Right.
So like anytime I go down there and meet anybody, whatever, we are going on this ship.
All right.
I just think it's an awesome tour. It really is.
Well, obviously. I have not done it yet. I've been there a few times, but I've not gone on the...
They used to have a... here's how cool the Midway is. They used to have a Starbucks in the back of it. Now they've changed, but they used to have a Starbucks on the ship.
What do they got back there now? Dunks?
Oh, some San Diego schmucky coffee spot.
Oh, Buc-ee's. Local.
Yeah.
But, you put a Buc-ee's on a warship. I mean,
that's why you'd visit the Midway.
They've got all these decommissioned aircraft on top, old helicopters,
yeah. You
know, old fighter jets, and just to be on the deck of an aircraft carrier and look off of it and just see how massive it is and walk around, it is really a cool experience.
Everyone in the Navy's like, yeah, sure, Master.
Then you watch all the videos of you know, this boat in battle.
Yeah.
In black and white during World War II in the Pacific. And I mean, like, this is some serious crap. I mean,
you ever demand color footage?
If you just realize what you're standing on and what this vessel had done and what it had been through. It's
right.
Just like, this is pretty cool as far as, you know, everything. Like, as far as...
It's like the old grizzled bar guy sitting in the corner of the bar.
If the boat could talk kind of thing. And that's kind of what they do with the museum there.
If the boat could talk. I really don't like water.
There was a guy that used to hang around DeMatha, right? He was like a big supporter and stuff. And he was an old school dude. And you kind of knew he was tough. But man... He just had a tattoo on his forearm that just was weathered, right?
Right.
And it's like, I don't even have to ask him. It's like eventually one day he's like, oh, you know, and I was like, yeah, I'm guessing Marine Corps, World War II. He's like, how'd you know? It's like, well
as long as it's not the Indianapolis, he's fine.
Yeah.
You know, that's the one where you go, ooh.
That story. Fascinating.
My buddy Chad, that was his dad. That was his boat. He was in the water, the whole deal. He saw the whole thing.
How long were they? If you don't know, the USS Indianapolis.
Guess how much he talked to Chad about that.
Well, probably none.
None. Chad had no idea any of that until his mom told him.
Right. So the Indianapolis went down. I don't remember which ocean, but these guys are now floating in the water. He didn't have lifeboats and all that. And a uncomfortably high percentage of them started getting picked off by sharks.
Right.
And that's in how many hours were they
now,
out
now
there?
Now, keep in mind, Chad's parents were almost the same age as my grandparents. They had both passed on. So they had Chad when they were like 50 years old.
Okay.
He was a very, very, very late child. But his dad also went into the military when he was like 16.
Right.
And for some reason, that was allowed back then. I don't know what the deal is.
Yeah.
But I mean, he chose to leave high school and to go in the Navy. And that's how old he was when that went down.
God.
To me, that's just insane.
Yes, it is insane.
You're 16 years old. I mean, it's one thing to learn how to drive a car.
Yeah,
it is another thing, you know, to get shot and then be swimming in the Pacific with sharks.
With sharks, yeah.
Doing their thing. Anyway, back to San Diego. USS Midway is 1,000 feet. Aircraft carrier. Decommissioned decades ago. Now serves as a museum. Sustained around $100,000 in damages, according to NBC San Diego. Harbor police say the captain of the 60-foot vessel, which was private, he took off running after his boat dented the Midway, but he was later arrested. Officials say the captain will face hit-and-run charges.
It makes sense. You just don't hear that much about hit-and-run.
Also, probably going to get a buoy. Boating under the influence. Harbor police officials say the fishing boat, which sustained minor damage. It hit an aircraft carrier.
Mm-hmm.
It did $100,000 worth of damage to an aircraft carrier.
But it got minor damage.
You're telling me the fishing boat's okay? Apparently so. And this was at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on a Friday.
Damn, bro.
People were on the boat. We got calls from
witnesses.
It made a lot of noise. They said the Midway, named after the decisive World War II naval battle in the Pacific, entered service in 1945, was decommissioned in 1992. The year after it was in... Operation Desert Storm.
Jesus.
So that ship had been around the world. But, look, if you're out on the boat, seafare,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you know the deal. You need to be very careful out there. Anytime you are in a boat, the guys that are in a boat that are police just kind of suspect they're probably drinking.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't you? It's seafare.
So you got to be careful about that.
Just a heads up. Make sure you have and I'm dead serious, you got to have enough PFDs for everybody on your boat.
Just do.
We got bored at once at Seafair. And same thing, we had enough things, and the guy driving the boat was like, I'm not drinking today, I'm driving the boat.
So were they disappointed almost?
I think they thought they had us.
Right. I mean, they're probably happy that you're doing the right thing, but also the flip side is no one is doing the right thing. They're probably like, damn it. Damn it, they actually listened to all of the stuff we told them to do.
Right.
You know, he's not drinking, and they had.
And then, he's like, well, what about, you know, PFDs? They just held theirs up, and he's like, all right, can't ride, can't be underway and ride on the back, though. And me and my buddy were like, sorry, we didn't know that was a rule.
Exactly.
Our bad.
Yeah. Exactly. Now, for some reason, when it comes to boats, when it comes to planes, when it comes to trains, no matter who you are, you just have a different mentality as far as alcohol.
I think because unless you are the pilot or the captain, chances are you're not the one piloting this thing.
No.
And look, if an Uber driver ever said to me, right, we got a long Uber ride, it's an hour long, and if he said, hey, man, I got a fifth of whiskey under the seat, I would drink it.
Yeah.
You know why? Because I have nothing to do with the control of this. So if I'm on a train, you have a bar car. When I'm on a plane, you offer me drinks.
Yes.
It seems like you want me to drink. And boats scream. Look, everyone that says, yeah, I go fishing 12 hours a day. It's like, you're drinking 12 hours a day, and also you have a fishing pole in your hand.
Yeah. First train ever got on. Bought the wrong ticket, started heading south to Vancouver, got that taken care of. Changed the train in Tacoma, started going the other way. But that was the first passenger train I'd ever been on. So there was an older couple beside us. And they were sitting, it was like, you weren't assigned to a seat. You just kind of walked
in. Yeah, find a seat you want.
Seat, you sit down.
Only in business class.
So I look over at this woman, and she's got a bottle of wine in her hand. She takes it out of the bag. She's got a corkscrew. She's working it. She's like 85 years old. And she pops this thing. She's got glasses. They just start drinking.
Yeah.
They just start drinking their own glasses. I'm like, can you bring your own bottle of wine in here? And my wife's like, I don't know. And I'm like, apparently. And then the guy walks up. He's like, oh, do you guys need a napkin, or do you need a decanter? I'm just like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, right.
Do you need a bucket of ice for this? What do you need?
It's not encouraged, but it's certainly not discouraged.
So I was like, man. But there was a time that we went down to Portland, and they threatened, we drank so much, they threatened to stop the train and kick us off. I don't remember where we were. It does not matter. It was somewhere between here and Portland.
They could keep hearing us curse loudly. And
correct.
By us, I mean me specifically.
Yeah. All the way back, we linked up with those guys in the bachelor party. That's when we drank them out of booze. But we got threatened to get thrown off.
On the way there.
Yeah. On the way there. Well, it was early in the morning. We had already had a few beverages. Right. Throw was just letting the F-bombs fly.
Yeah.
And the weird thing was, and I get it.
It was one dude.
Right. He was in the corner. There's usually one guy in there. But he didn't give you a warning. He just came over and was like, enough. And it was, we were like, okay, all right. Yeah, but I was just like, oh, man.
Because no one was fighting. Yeah. We were in a good mood.
We were having a good time.
Right.
Yeah.
And that wasn't his thing. He's like, look, you got to stop dropping the F-bomb. And I didn't realize I was doing it. I'm like, well, all right, man. It's cool. That may have been the ride where also, at one point, I went back to the bar car. And the lady looks at me and she just says, man, you've drank us out of everything. And we're looking at each other for 5 seconds. I got $20 that you got a six-pack. 5 more seconds of staring at each other. Big sigh on her part. She reaches down, pulls out the six-pack. I'm like, I knew you had more, man.
Dude, that way back with that bachelor party, they were out of beer, they were out of wine. I remember we were like, all right, we're switching to rum and cokes.
I just remember sucking on something out of a tube from somewhere.
Yeah, the guy had a, what do you call the backpacks?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I
was drinking out of his bag.
But he had apple pie in it.
Camelback.
Yeah. Camelback. And a full apple pie,
what did alcohol make someone do? 206-803.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it.
but the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Rock.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Okay, quick question about Pinkies.
Pinkies!
Ted, I heard the commercial.
Yeah.
All right. So I have a leak in my upstairs bathtub.
Okay. All right.
Been going for about a week, but my dad was in town, so I didn't want to send someone from Pinkies over while my dad was there.
That's fair.
Okay? But it's dripping. So,
all right.
What do I gotta do? Say Ted Smith sent me.
Tell him the Ted Smith sent you. You're gonna get a discount.
I'm gonna get some money off.
Oh yeah.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Are we allowed to take advantage of that offer?
I would think so.
I'll just say I'm a regular Joe, you know, customer.
Hang on.
No, we can't.
No.
Not allowed. Wait a minute. No. What do you mean we're not allowed to do that? What do you mean we're not allowed to do that?
No.
I can't take advantage of the deal?
Who are you, the deal-stealing police?
That kind of deal.
What do you mean?
If you need sewers cleaned out, your sewer system coming
just
out
sewer.
Of your house,
oh.
It's money off of your sewer.
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 Isn't this going down into the sewer?
That is a drain.
And where does the water go from the drain?
It's leaking from your tub.
It's leaking
which
from
means
the faucet.
It's a seal or the faucet. It's not in your sewer. It's causing problems in your ceiling, not a sewer. Your sewer is the line that leads out of your house to the city.
So I still can't tell them that Ted sent me?
Well,
you
can
still tell him
Ted sent you all day long, but you can't get the deal.
It's just on sewage.
It's for sewer cleaning.
Okay. All right. I'll put in a call for you, buddy.
Thank you, man.
Seriously.
Do you know that?
I know all of them.
Okay. Listen to the commercial, man.
I heard it earlier
office. You're trying to get money taken off where it doesn't exist.
Yes.
I know.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm doing.
No.
Yes.
No.
Okay. I want to call him and say, you know who told me I couldn't do this?
Thank you, Mayday. You're right. He can't do that.
Okay.
Thank you, Mayday.
Yeah. Just go open a bottle back
so
there.
So sewage, you get a discount. Right. But either way, if things get stinky and you call Pinky.
I'm still telling
him. Please tell him I sent you.
Please.
Same with the advocates.
No.
God forbid something happens. Somebody
right.
hit you.
Right.
You tell him I sent you.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Do it.
Our question on the So Positive Friday, what did alcohol make someone do? 206-803-ROCK.
Oh, you know what? If you're on a Black Raven, tell them I sent you.
There you go. Ted sent you.
Ted, yeah. Out of that will get you nothing.
Wow, they'll be like, cool. Tell Ted we said thank you.
Ted said the first pint was on him.
Oh.
Yeah. He's got a tab.
Yeah. Let's start the Ted tab.
That's right. Oh, yeah. I'm sure that thing will be low by the 6th.
Hey, look.
Of September.
We go there on the 6th. You just pay
he'll
it
square
off.
It up.
Water under the bridge.
Oh, good. Castle will give him the card. We're fine.
Yeah, the Ted tab.
Oh, yeah.
Ted tab.
Yeah, I'll just go to corporate. So, there's this thing called a Ted tab?
You should try that at your watering hole.
I'm on the Ted tab.
Do that at the watering hole.
I'm going to try it. This is on Ted.
Ted's got a tab.
He'll be here this weekend at some point.
He said start one.
He said start one.
Yeah, why not?
But buy one for everyone here first.
You get a phone call like at 9:39. Hey, man, what is this? $50
Miles, you laugh, but I have done it at our local watering hole because I was in there with Thrill and his wife. She went to pay. I just assumed I was with them. And then one of the cooks called me, and he was like, hey, man, you blatantly walked out of your tab. I was like, oh, Jesus.
I thought she was covering you, too, man. Yeah, that was my assumption.
It was after the golf tournament, so I was like, I'm not driving up there.
Right.
I'll square it. They were like, all right.
There's nothing worse than waking up and going, I don't have my credit card.
I know.
And you get on the side, what time do they open? Oh, God, they don't open until 3.
That's the thing, you know exactly where
Jeez
you left
a
it.
Whiz, or whatever. Wherever I leave it, it's like, we open at 5. And like the next day, oh no, screwed.
I never know when I'm supposed to leave my card behind is the thing. Like,
I'll
post up at a bar and I'll order a drink and then I'll hand them my card and then half of them look at me like I'm weird. Like they're just going to do it on the computer.
Wait for them to ask for it. And it depends. So at our watering hole, certain people will walk in that the bartender does not know. And there's 4 of them, whatever. They're going to get the round of drinks, blah, blah, blah. As for the credit card, they hang on to it. We're at the point now, we roll it, they're not worried about
it. Sure.
So a lot of times it's just familiarity. You know, it doesn't matter. They don't even ask if you want a tab. It's like, we know you're going to get one.
Right.
We don't need your card. Also, they literally know where we live. So that goes a long way.
But then my handing them the card, they think that I'm just there for the one drink. So they kind of look at
they
me
cash
and
you
like,
out.
Okay. And then the some
places will say, hey, I'll give it right back to you. And then some places keep it.
Yeah.
So I'm with Mike. I've been stuck in that weird zone where I'm just standing at the bar like, do I get it back? No. Like, okay.
Cool.
I'm here to say,
not universal, man.
Speaking of the question of the day, right? Blaming alcohol. When I lived in Belltown, one of my favorite things was I'd get up on Sundays, go down to the market, and then there'd always be dudes like one guy I remember, and you could tell he has not changed, right? Looks like a club guy, and he's like, hey, man, can I ask you a question? What's up, dude? I got really hammered last night. Like, I said, which bar was it? And he's like, this. I said, all right, it's 2 blocks over. They don't open until 3. And he starts going, yeah, I was really out of line and this and that. I said, hey, look, I don't know that bar. I'm just telling you, you got to wait it out till about 3.
My favorite is outside smoking, and this happens. I've been twice in my life, but I have fairly recently. And a guy, he's just walking up the street, and it's a steep-ass hill. It's coming from the waterfront direction, headed toward First Hill, right? And so he's walking slow. And at first, I think he's your average Third Avenue guy. And then as he gets closer, I'm like, no, same thing. He's wearing the clothes from last night. But anyway, he wanted to know, 1, what time it was, and 2, if he could bum a smoke. And I tell him the time, I hand him a cigarette, and I ask him, do you know that you have cat whiskers drawn on your face?
Oh.
And just the look on his face, man, he kind of drops his head, and I'm like, I figured no one had told you, man. I just wanted to let you know, like,
just breaking it.
Wherever you're headed, you kind of look like Peter Criss from Kiss, but it is done with Sharpie, and I don't think it's by your own hand, brother. I just want to let you know. But just the look of defeat on this poor guy's face. I'm like, bro, I've been there. Don't worry about it. Just get where you're going and scrub up.
What did alcohol make someone do? 206-803-ROCK.
Oftentimes, people will drink and have random hookups.
Mm-hmm.
So you know this beach. There's this famous beach in Delaware called Dewey Beach.
Yep.
If you're about 25 to 35 and you live in D.C., Baltimore, or Philly, you flock there on the weekends. People share houses. And it's basically a meat market, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's awesome. But it was so common. The next day, if you were at one of the outside bars having breakfast and having a beer, if you saw a girl walking by, people would just start going, shame, 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 shame. The walk of shame.
You didn't put on a sparkly sundress at 10 o'clock in the morning and walk barefoot, holding only one shoe in your hand.
Right.
But good for you. Good
well, a lot of those bars, believe it or not, they have signs inside that say, do not go out and pass out on the beach. Because they have these giant beachcombers that look like something out of a Star Wars movie.
Yeah, and people get
huge. I mean, it's like this giant lawnmower that grooms the sand.
Mm-hmm.
And they do it at night. They do have a big spotlight on it, but that doesn't stop them from running over people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They get run over.
So, like, hey, man, do not pass out on the beach. That is the worst thing you can do. What did alcohol make someone do? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Daniel. Welcome to the men's room.
How are you doing today?
Hola. We're doing well, man.
Awesome. Well, so alcohol made me shave my goatee. And I will try to keep this short because it is a bit of a story. But I went out with my friends on a random weekend in my early 20s. We came across a group of gals that didn't have any men around them, so we shot our shot. I was trying to get with one of two girls, and they kind of dragged me around a little bit. I paid for a bunch of Jello shots and tequila shots, and after going to Jake's on 4th to get some tater tots, they passed me off to one of their other friends, and they very...
The hungry one.
Yes. Like, robust.
You're getting tots? I'm going with him.
she starts having me get more Jello shots, more tequila shots, and things get blurry. I briefly remember a bottle being brought out and in her home, and then things get, they're gone. I wake up, and my goatee is clean shaven. Now, it's not the time of the year where I normally do that. I do my walk of shame and call my brother to pick me up and drive me home.
And why do people call it a walk of shame, first of all?
Did you do this, or did she do this?
I have no idea. As I said, last thing I can even quasi-remember was being at her place, and another bottle came out, and it got put into my mouth. And then I woke
Daniel,
up Japan.
Daniel, in all fairness, you don't have a razor in your pocket when you're going out.
Right.
Clearly, you used hers. So I would have to think that it was a group effort. I don't think you walked into the bathroom, used the bathroom, and decided, I'm going to take this razor out of her shower and shave my goatee off.
Daniel, I'm going to tell you what happened without having been there and not knowing anyone involved. You're loaded on tater tots and Jello shots. I love the rhyme. I'm pretty sure Dr. Seuss wrote that book. But you wanted to get laid, tater tot lady. She said, you know what? You'd be cute without a goatee. Your penis said, Daniel, listen to her. Shave this off of your face and get laid. And then that's what you did.
Yeah, I mean, look, man. I think you're right on that one. I agree.
I know I am.
The story.
I know I'm right on that one. That's how these things work, man. You know, like any young man, you're doing everything you can to try to grow your little dirt stash, right? And when it finally breaks through, you're so proud of this thing. And a chick that I thought was hot at the time told me, you would be cuter if you didn't have it. That thing was gone. It was gone. I did not get laid, but it was gone. When I woke up the following morning and my parents are downstairs, my father looks at me and just says, who's the girl? I said, what are you talking about? He said, your mustache is gone. He's like, as ugly as it was. He's like, but you weren't going to shave it because you were so proud to finally have it. It is gone. Who's the girl? Her name's Annetta. He's like, yeah, I know. He's like, I'm not stupid, man. He's like, that's why it is gone. Coincidentally, my father, at times during adulthood, had wanted to shave his face because he always had a mustache and beard. And one time he accidentally, when he was shaving to kind of trim it up.
So he nicked something bad enough for him to cut it off.
But he had to take the entire beard off. The mustache was there. And then the beard grew back. And maybe 3 months later, my father explained to me. He's like, you know, I had about 10 seconds where I thought, you know what? Just go beard free. He's like, your mother made it very clear. That would not work out in my favor. So I made sure that it grew back.
That would not work out in his favor.
Yeah. My mother's like, no.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
She cut him off?
Oh, yeah. She was like, look, dude, I'm not sleeping with that. Like, you need to grow the beard back. I want the full package. And it's never going to
look like George Benson now.
He kind of did, man.
What did alcohol make someone do? 206-803-ROCK.
Like Benson, the show?
No, George Benson.
The old, like, R&B funk kind of guy. Go ahead, Google him. That's what my dad looked like without his beard.
Yeah. He's a good-looking man.
My mom didn't think so.
Okay. Right.
And what's they got married, he was clean-shaven. No looking back. Hello, Emmett. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola.
So the alcohol thought it would be a good idea to tell me to pee on the owner of a bar's car because the owner of the bar and I had gotten into a little dispute and I was not very happy with him.
All right. So what kind of car was it, first of all?
If I remember right, it was like a 2012, 2015 Infiniti G38.
All right. And were you caught peeing on his car?
Oh, no.
Oh, then no harm, no foul.
Yeah.
I think I peed on a couple cars before, specifically because I did not like someone. Did not get caught.
Yeah.
Back in my 20s, that was kind of the move to do. All right, not so bad, man.
Here's one just from the other week. Smoking Gun reports a 30-year-old Matthew Day hanging out on a rooftop bar at an establishment called The Landing. He was spotted by security at 1:30 a.m., relieving himself from the rooftop bar on the sidewalk below. So this was in Pinellas County, Florida. He entered the rooftop bar, pulled his stuff out, and urinated from the balcony onto the sidewalk. This wasn't an innocent victimless crime either. There were several passersby, according that ended up being struck with urine. Now, when security saw what Day was allegedly doing, they escorted him out of the bar and handed him over to the police.
who indicated that he showed signs of alcohol influence.
You do not say.
Yeah. Dude, when we went to that game in Knoxville, Tennessee, right? There's a chain of restaurants called Calhoun's. There's one right there on the river.
Yeah.
So we reserve spots. We're hanging out. Now, there's been a rain delay. They're playing Montana. Montana, good program, but Tennessee's kicking the crap out of them.
Sure.
So the second half, we go back over to Calhoun's. We're eating chicken wings. We're drinking light beers. And it's a big deck on the river. And there's these two guys up there, and they're kind of talking. And then the one guy just slugs the other dude and, like, is yelling at him, like, throws him on the ground. Security comes over. They break them both up. So the guy that had punched him, though, he's, like agitated and almost in tears. He is so worked up.
All right.
And you just hear him screaming, like, don't throw me out. That guy was peeing on people.
Oh.
And then everybody, like, we're like, because you thought this guy was the problem. And sure. Everybody's like, what? And then you notice the other guy can barely stand up. He's so drunk. Yeah, same thing. He whipped it out and just started peeing. And this guy was like, hey, man, there's people around. And the guy didn't. So finally, he just punched him.
And punched him while he was going to the bathroom.
Correct.
Wow.
Because we saw him. You just see him like three times. And then finally punched him. But yeah, the bouncers let the guy back in. They threw out the pier. But
gave him a towel.
Yeah, man. You see somebody whip out their manhood inside of a bar. It's like, yo.
It was inside the bar.
Well, it's like this guy. It's on a deck. But it's
still.
Right. There's people around. Like, God. You can see it.
What did alcohol make someone do? 206-803-ROCK.
I think that's the main thing. Everybody, you could see it. Nobody wants to see it.
Isn't that the main thing?
Yeah.
That's the I was on the phone. We had been here maybe 2 or 3 years. Back in the other building, I went to the bagel place to get a bagel. It's going to take a hot minute. No worries. I'm talking to my wife outside on the cell phone. And I'm standing on the side of this business. And this dude comes wandering around the corner. And it looked like one of those white hot dogs you get. It was already out of his pants. And he's coming around to take a leak. And I just looked at him like, dude, I don't care. Like, I can see your D's. Like, sorry, man, sorry. So he still peed, and I did not care, but at least he turned his back to me.
Which was all right, fair enough.
But he came around the corner, it was already out. And I'm like, Jesus, man.
I'm with you. I used to have people in Belltown pee in the alley behind my building all the time.
Yeah.
Fine. It's an alley. But same thing. Once I got out on the street, there was a guy once. I didn't mean to. I just yelled at him, like, put it away.
Put it away.
Go in the alley like everybody else.
That's why the alley's there, damn it.
Yeah.
Hello, Jason. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, happy Positive Friday, guys.
Oh, no. Positive Friday. Positive.
So that bastard fireball made me show up to work absolutely hammered.
Oh, man.
What time did you stop?
I went out for happy hour before my shift started.
Oh, start. What time do you start work, at least at that time?
Well, this day it was like 5:30, 5:45 p.m., so a little bit of background. I was working restaurants at the time.
Yep.
And I was looking for other jobs. And the messed up thing is the way my brain still wants me to tell the story is that I got a call back from one of the restaurants that I applied at, and so I decided to drink to celebrate. Not entirely true. I had already had 2 or 3 shots when they called me and said, come in tomorrow for orientation. And then I turned it on.
Okay.
Finished about a pint of Fireball, you know, took a little drunk nap, pretty much an empty stomach besides whatever I had for breakfast. Took a little drunk nap, woke up, was like, man, I didn't have lunch. I'm going to go get some happy hour, get some wings, had 2 shots and a beer, showed up to work, lit up like a Christmas tree, right? Tried to hold it together.
Is this the first day or the old job?
That's the last day of the old job.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I didn't know it was going to be the last day walking into it. I should have. But, yeah, that was the last day of the old job. So so messed up, I couldn't even read my chicken scratch handwriting. I was serving, you know, so couldn't even read what I had written down in my order book for one of my tables.
Could the tables tell that you were hammered?
I thought that I was holding it together, but yes. I mean, I was not keeping it together, right? Like, I had come to work after a couple before, but this was the first time I came in lit up, you know? So what happened was I get to the end of my shift. They actually let me finish my shift. It was a pretty new manager at the time. And one of the other servers comes up to me and he goes, hey, so I've been told that I should finish your side work and that you should go home. And I'm thinking that I'm getting away with it, right? I'm like, did he say why? You know, I'm thinking I should go back there and talk to him and find out what's going on. And this guy, Phil, he just goes, nah, man, I really think that you should just leave. And I'm like, fine. I'm kind of huffing and puffing. I walk out the back door in the kitchen and I kick the door and I go, F this place. I'm out. Well,
alcohol had kind of made me forget about the fact that this was an open kitchen. So when I did that, the entire restaurant
heard. Oh, man.
So needless to say, they called me in early for my shift the next day, and I did not keep that job.
I did have another one. What level of restaurant were you working at?
It wasn't quite fine dining, but it was kind of like in between, casual and fine dining.
Yeah, it's open kitchen.
Yes, I was thinking, typically with open kitchen, you're a little bit more,
a little more upscale
than not.
Yeah.
Because it's really easy to hire people that aren't attractive to work back there.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a double-edged sword.
So I got a gig. One of the first jobs I got when I'm getting out of homelessness, the only thing I had on my resume was that I could cook. And I found out that there's a job opening at this particular museum where your fat fin broke the toothpick chair.
Yep.
So I go into an interview, and this is a very, 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 it's a five-star restaurant. It's an upscale joint, and it's on the top floor of this pretty cool museum, but they have an open kitchen. Part of the kitchen's open, anyway. And the position that they had, when you started, gourmet, as they call it, you were working in the open where everyone in the restaurant could see you. Now, I get there, and like I said, I am currently a homeless man, and I've got, just 8 days worth of stubble. I probably smell like pee. Who knows? But I roll in there, and there's one other guy who's interviewing with the general manager. And I just see the back of this guy. He's got his chef's coat on. He's got his chef's pants. I'm just like, I'm going to give it my best shot. But obviously, they're going to hire this guy. Right? There's no doubt this guy's qualified. So they wrap up that interview. General manager calls me over and kind of looks me up and down a little bit. But we have a pretty decent conversation. And he says, you know what, man? I'm going to hand you the job. I'm like, for real? Because keep in mind, we had gone through my resume. And he's like, fine. You don't list an address. And I told him, I do not have one. I'm sleeping on the street. Like, everything about this interview said I shouldn't get the job. Long story short, I got the job. And the GM was clear about it. He said, look, this is an open kitchen. All you need to do is shave. He's like, that other guy was so ugly. He's like, he said, I could not have him. I could not have him be seen by customers and think they're going to want to order food. And he was dead serious. I'm like, cool, man. Thank God. Because when I saw him, like I said, chef's coat, the whole nine, I'm like, ah, crap. That's how I got the gig. And that's how I got myself out of homelessness. Yay, ugly people.
What did alcohol make someone do? 206-803.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free.
It's
talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.